Again, call
831-427-3772 or email frsc@freakradio.org. Thank you. Okay, and now this is...
We're going to need an antenna in a while, too, if anybody has a nice
live
tree downtown.
You call that news show your host,
what
Carl
day?
Reeve.
March 5th, 2013.
With our host, myself, Freedom, and our guest, Michelle.
Well, actually, this isn't you call that news. This is some person that just called up the station earlier today.
We're calling it news, and we'd like to welcome Michelle. How are you doing?
Hi, well, it's a blessing to be here. Thank you very much.
Glad to meet you again. Michelle is a great community member. I would like to contribute to this, the well-being of the station. Would you like to give your perspective on what you think is going on today? How about that first start?
Well, I feel really good about being here. I feel like I'm in a really good flow of energy to be here with you too, and to know that there's an opportunity for our voices to be heard. And I think that's always important to include that in our daily life and to embrace those opportunities where we have a safe space to share what is on our mind. So I really embrace this space. Thank you.
Semi-safe.
Well, yeah.
We are wanted pirates, after
we
all.
We have to remind each other there's all perspectives allowed, and we're all here together. So
Michelle's also doing a demo for a possible show, which we're recording for.
What kind of a show do you envision here?
I envision a show that is not limited on subject matter. I believe there are many perceptions in the world that have a voice that is wanting to be heard, and there are many perceptions in the world that need to be reached with those voices, and that this symbiotic relationship of our voice coming from our intention and from our heart is, it's important for us to come together and to share our perspectives.
Get a lot of good, I don't know, ideas from listening to our station? Yes.
Did you? Oh, put him on the spot, why don't you? He doesn't actually
listen
to the show.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I just wanted to make sure I said that.
I think we're breaking up here.
You know, you could call in and you can ask Michelle what you'd like or make a statement, because you'd like to be on community TV, community radio, and
yes,
you have a good motivation for it. And do you have a current reason that you think right now is a good time?
Well, I feel that now is a good time, not necessarily specifically for myself or anyone specifically. I feel like now has always been the time, and we are realizing that more and more as individuals through different perspectives and how we perceive what we are experiencing in our lives, and how we embrace those perceptions is very important for the oneness and symbiotic relationship that we all may support in different ways.
And how do you like to portray that, besides spoken word?
I would like to embrace that by just having compassion for different subject matter and how that's expressed. I think it's very important for us to share our gifts together and to explore the many facets of life that are available to us in different ways, and that could be so infinite, non-specific and specific as well. Our arts, helping each other heal with the healing arts, and being creative in physical ways with painting is important, and speaking and singing and meditation and just taking care of each other and embracing our differences, because I don't think there are two people that are alike. I can only be myself, or everyone else has been taken.
Do you think you'll like to talk?
So far.
So far, yes. Thank you. Correction.
Do you have a spiritual practice? It sounds like you're a spiritual person.
Yes, I would consider myself a spiritual person. I, of course, we... I really like to embrace different forms and definitions of what that may mean for us as individuals, but I think we all can, I can definitely embrace being a spiritual person. I really like to, I really support healing, self-healing, and promoting the idea that we all can help ourselves heal, and it doesn't exclude that we are going to be embracing the help along the way for the self-healing. Mm-hmm. I believe we are all healers and that we can all participate in helping ourselves by way of thought and how we plant our garden, how we I believe that, just for sake of analogy, that every thought we could envision as a seed, and we're planting that thought into the garden, and as many times as we plant that same seed, that thought gets stronger and it grows more mm-hmm. and more and more, and we can create our life based on how we plant our garden.
Mm-hmm. That's how memories work too. The more you think, you know, if you review them, you remember them better, because there's like a background pulsing that will delete them eventually if you don't keep thinking about them. And that helps with post-traumatic stress. So sure. do you meditate on like a regular, like daily, or?
Lately, I haven't had a schedule for my meditation. It's been sporadic because I've been integrating many other forms of healing with my life, and but I still embrace the meditation and spend a lot of time at nature, and I like to just be in the harmony of nature a lot. I think that's very important to help promote our clarity from thoughts that may not be coming from us, maybe clear it out of the way for more mm-hmm. sustainable.
Now, when you meditate, is there any technique you use?
I don't really see... the only technique I could really come to mind right away would just be embracing the state of surrender for whatever one may be experiencing through the process of a meditative state of mm-hmm. mind by being as still as possible.
Like non-attachment, basically.
Sure.
Accept what comes along.
And yes, absolutely. Non-attachment. Yes, the flow. And I like to promote fasting and juicing and organic food and organic thoughts. And of course, everything's a practice.
We had a guest in here that was just did a 21-day fast. It looked like he was going to fall over.
But he didn't.
No, he didn't.
So how do you see having callers call in and speaking with them? Or how would you like to handle, like, being on the air? It's a lot of time to cover and create, you know, so that there's not too much dead air. Because we went, you know, the radio, like, they can't see what we're doing. If we had a community TV, they could see at least we're doing something. But
sure.
Would you play music too and put other things?
Oh, I would love to share chanting and throat singing, have music, lots of different kinds of music, world music, different chants from different cultures around the world, and to promote diversity through music. And I believe music is a very powerful medium for elevating our state of being. And when we do that in a diverse form through the material realm, and we put those two together, we're actually channeling the heavenly realm into the material realm and coming together as one as far as our intentions and our hearts allow us to promote as individuals.
I've seen the throat singers a couple times, and it sounds like they have a jew's harp in the back of their throat, the Mongolian ones.
They do.
Can you create multiple harmonics yourself?
Yes.
Want to give us an example?
Sure. I'd like to start with Om Namah Shivaya.
Mm-hmm.
It's embracing our higher self. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah. I'll move into vocalizations without words. Ah. like to share vocalizations because there are no words, and to promote how powerful not using words can be, and how important silence can be in our lives as well, not using words to listen to wordlessness.
Mm-hmm. So some pretty strong vocals there. Better not try that downtown. You get a ticket. Coral almost got one for unreasonably disturbing noise.
Oh, no.
Do they have any layaway plans for these tickets?
Yeah.
I think Becky posted on the internet to work off hers.
Do they do work trades?
Something like that. You know, I'd like to get Cop Watch on that book of approved places to work off your tickets, because that would totally turn it around. Every time they give you a ticket, they got more people watching them, because they get real nervous about people filming them, which means they're probably doing something wrong.
Sure.
Also, you probably don't want to get a after 10 spot, because you'll wake up the collective here after there's a noise. No noise in the studio after 10.
That's not oh, bad. That's okay. Probably.
As
plenty
far as
of
callers,
times for this kind of music and this kind of show to be heard. People love to hear it when they're driving.
Yeah.
Or if
that's most of the audience is
or at home.
We don't get that many callers.
Afternoon, when you think, do you want to do an afternoon show, morning or night?
He was our only call in, and we made him a guest. You know, I mean, it's
yeah. Oh, it's just today.
We don't reach a huge audience from what you know. It's only
but
Santa
you don't know
Cruz
how
to like 41st.
It
yeah, it's hard to know.
One person can be huge,
but it's an opportunity to get on the air for cheap. I mean, you can go to other stations here and get on the air, but you got to come up with a few hundred dollars a month, or bring in a bunch of advertising.
Oh,
equivalent
I see.
In advertising, yeah.
Hmm.
But you'll reach about 10 times, but it's 10 times the cost.
Right off the bat, I'm feeling like an evening spot would be good, because it leaves me the whole day to manifest some funds for many projects that I'm a part of right now at this moment.
Well, the late night spots, there's some late night spots open, and maybe on the weekends sometimes there's, but the Monday through Friday is pretty regular. People keep the.
What about Saturday and Sunday?
There might be some. I'll have to go to the meeting and see.
Yeah, they change frequently. People trade around and switch the shows.
Oh, I see.
At times.
Well, life's always changing, so.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain extent, you don't.
Well, there's always somebody that's not paying their dues, so yes. eventually spots open up. Because they let them go, and after just a few months, it's like, uh-oh, and they're just not going to pay it at that point.
So how else would you like to spend the time here today?
Oh, well, I, of course, welcome callers to bring forth any subject matter that they feel they would really love to express. And I really want to promote expression. It's when we suppress our truth, when we deny ourselves what we are feeling inside and cause any form of distraction that gets in the way of that, we cause diseases. So I really welcome people to open up at their own rate to process and express what they would like to express. And that's going to be a big part of my intention on an everyday basis, including the radio show.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about healing. What do you mean by, is this like psychological healing or crystals or vitamins?
Well, there are many, many forms, many routes one could embrace as far as healing and moving the energy within ourselves to embrace our inner truth. And as an individual, of course, I definitely have been very open to many forms of healing: crystals, sound healing, Reiki energy work, massage, chiropractic acupuncture, sweat lodges, chanting, meditation, spending time in nature, taking hot baths and going to hot springs, and just changing the way I perceive life around me was the foundation and started really set the stage for my letting go of the old paradigm, which had affected me in a way that was causing diseases for myself. And I see how it is around me affecting others too in many, many forms. So people have their own in their own way of being guided to different forms of healing based on what they're open to.
Stress lowers your immune system, so anything you're dealing with stress is going to help your healing. That's like regular science.
Sure. Absolutely. absolutely. Just changing how we think could be healing. And as we integrate being in this material realm, we can change how we deal and perceive material, and how attached we choose to be with the material realm has a lot to do with our healing process, I believe.
Just being tuned into what feel we can be open to, and how that fluctuates, because if we're ever changing, if we're part of the whole, there's a lot of things that change every day, so we're there to witness that, and but if we change that, that will change the rest of our environment as well.
Absolutely. We can only change the world around us if we change the world within us and maintain that on a daily, you know, on a daily basis, moment to moment, to the best of our ability, and just keep moving forward, and just love ourselves in the process. Love ourselves through the darkness, because love embraces all. And if we abandon ourselves in the darkness, and darkness could mean anything, we can put a meaning, our own individual meaning on that. And I definitely promote and embrace individual meanings of what that may be for one, or for, you know, for us as individuals. But as we clean our windshield, if you will, and promote more and more clarity, and deal with our whatever it is we may or may not be afraid of in life, I think we can have more sustainable states of being, more longevity with feeling alive, really feeling alive with ourselves.
Yeah. It's quite true. People, a lot of us have been thinking of that with some of the things that we've been exposed to, and the recent shootings or violence. Some people react strongly to that. Some go deeper within, and all of that can help change. Just to be aware of what you can do to, you know, see it. If you got to see it, then you got to see how open you can be, or how you can be of help. You could either observe, help, or get out of the way, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we have that choice every day. And one of them is being on the radio. Letting people talk about it together.
Have you thought of a name for your show?
Love Genderless.
Love Genderless? Yeah, it's
good.
Anybody else that wants to get a show, it's pretty easy to get a show on free radio because we need the fucking money.
Jeez.
As long as you're not...
Right.
Bleep, bleep.
As long, actually, you can say anything you fucking want on free radio. That's one of the charms.
You know? Our number.
It's free radio.
You can see us at freakradio.org. Click that red button twice, and you can get tuned into the radio there,
the stream,
on your internet.
Get the stream.
Yes, absolutely. Let's come together. Let's help promote the change that we talk about in the world, and let's actually make that change.
Yeah.
Let's actually embrace those opportunities that so many people in the world wish they had, but we have. It's important for us to actually embrace it into its fullest potential. And there's so much potential within all of us. And if we come together with that potential, we can magnify and amplify and elevate the world and help heal the world through ourselves. We can all be the healers of the world. We can all be together in this if we choose.
And Santa Cruz does have a lot of opportunities you don't find. There's no pirate radio station in Los Gatos. There's not one in San Jose, is there?
Sure. That's really unique to have this.
There used to be.
There used to be?
There might be.
Did the other pirates take it over?
Probably. Pirates can be.
San Jose is a conservative area, so.
Har har.
Har har.
I did occupy this when I did my show, and it did make upset somebody else here. But we roll with the punches at Free Radio, and you end up with a show. As long as you pay your dues.
One of Free's interests is astrology and how it's playing out with quite in depth and some
cyclotron
of the
magnetic resonance. I take the scientific point.
Nice.
Do you have any more music you'd like to share?
Do you want to play a song or something off YouTube?
I would love to share more, some more chanting. And I usually do this off the cuff in an improv because you can't edit your life. You can only accept what you've experienced so we can heal into the present moment by not looking too far back and not looking too far forward, but in the very center, in the moment of peace, of what's happening now as opposed to what we wish was happening or what we want to happen or what we used to experience. Those residual emotions are the emotions that need to leave our body through unconditional love and embrace. So I would love to share some more sounds. I just call them sounds, mm-hmm. or vocalizations or chanting.
Sure.
Good.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah. May we embrace the world regardless of how we see it, perceive it. May we embrace the world regardless of our concept. May we love. May we forgive. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. May we love ourselves. When we love ourselves, we can love all. Om Namah Shivaya. Thank you.
That's very penetrated. Penetrating.
Well, it's very healing for me to share that. So as those who listen are part of the symbiotic oneness with this relationship of life, when you, for me, you listening to this helps me with my healing. You help me with how I'm a part of a positive vision in this world. I'm a small part of it, but you are a part of the oneness, and you are just, we are all powerful beings. We are all equally powerful beings. It's just important for us to embrace our individual experiences as we process, remembering what it's like to love ourselves more and more each day.
So yeah, we can reflect off of each other, our friends, too. That helps us heal because then we won't be stuck in our own thought processes. So allowing others to help by helping them to help themselves by, you know what I'm saying, just mm-hmm. to reflect from one another.
No, absolutely. Very well said.
Oh. And so this speechless time, I have nothing more to really say except Free might have something, and others that might be listening, you can email me too at alohacoral@gmail.com. And how would others reach you?
You can email me at lovegenderless@gmail.com. That's just how it sounds. It's all lowercase letters. Love, L-O-V-E, genderless, G-E-N-D-E-R-L-E-S-S @gmail.com.
You have any questions?
I think that's probably it. You know, I want to get out of here by 7. So.
But we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you all the listeners for listening.
And we will see you at our weekly,
monthly.
Yeah, it's on a Monday night, meetings.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thank you, Coral. Thank you.
Yeah, we welcome you. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Michelle. So anyone else has anything to say, just let us know. And then you tuned into 101.3 FM, and this has been Call That News Show. So I'm going to put on the rebroadcast of what we had earlier today of this part two of the show. And you're welcome to be in the studio if you like and ask questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's get a little bit music here.